For those just joining us, you're listening to Culture with me, Robert Bounds, on Monocle 24. Now to Buenos Aires, where British writer Daniel Tunnard has been living for over a decade. But what to do? In search for a fresh and original way to explore the capital, Daniel started to ride the buses. Monocle's Buenos Aires correspondent Ed Stocker joined him on one of the busiest routes to talk about his forthcoming book and why the buses attract him so very much.
Well, we're on the 152 bus going through Núñez in Buenos Aires, heading towards Belgrano and Palermo. The reason why we're on this bus is because in April I finished this quest that I decided to set myself to take all the buses in Buenos Aires. There are 140 bus lines, and I took, in the 7 months between September and April, all 140 lines, which was, came up at about 330 different buses. And the 152 is one of the buses that is also like the 29 and the 64, which are recommended for tourists because you can take it in the same way that you would take the hop-on, hop-off yellow open-top buses. This one goes, it starts in Olivos by the presidential mansion, and if you haven't got a helicopter, you can take the 152 and come down. Goes down Santa Fe, which is a very nice shopping area, and then Plaza de Mayo, and into San Telmo and La Boca.
And why are you doing all this?
No, I did all this so I could write a book about Buenos Aires, because I've been living here for 13 years, and I'd always wanted to write about Buenos Aires and Argentina and my life here and society in general. And well, it started off as I read this book by A.J. Jacobs called The Know-It-All, where he reads the Encyclopedia Britannica in its entirety, and I thought, what could I do to write about Buenos Aires using that kind of project? And it just occurred to me to take all the buses. I thought of taking all the trains, but the trains are a bit abandoned. There aren't as many lines as there used to be, so you could take all the trains in about 2 weeks. So I thought the buses would be good. I also wanted to discover the other side of the city as well, because I've, like many foreigners that live here, I lived in Belgrano and Palermo in the centre and didn't really know anything that was south of Rivadavia. And so it was very good to kind of go to all the edgier areas. There's a lot of buses that go through shanty towns, which I was quite surprised about, because I always thought they'd be no-go areas where the police couldn't go and things like that. But I took the 26 on the Sunday of the general election, and I had to get off actually inside the shantytown in Bajo Flores and walk half a block to where they were queuing for the next bus, and that was quite frightening. And then I realised that it needn't be frightening. It was perfectly normal people, and it wasn't these marauding hordes of murderers and delinquents that I thought it would be. It was actually quite nice.
And apart from being slightly scared, let's say, what have you learned from travelling on these buses? What has it told you, I guess, about Argentinian society?
One of the things that I was interested in exploring was how safe Buenos Aires was, because there's a lot of, if you watch the local news here, it tends to be a lot about murders and robberies and that kind of thing. Whereas my own experience here, I've been mugged once in 13 years, and that's because I was walking down a side street in Palermo at 2 in the morning. So I wanted to see whether I would actually get mugged or killed, or whether it would be a bit more illuminating. And it was fine. There were very few incidents, which was a shame, because when you're writing a book like this, you kind of hope that something exciting will happen. I nearly got robbed in Retiro. I was taking photographs of the buses, which isn't a great idea in any bus station. And I was just getting on a bus when I saw this guy kind of running towards me. He was going to steal my camera. I just hopped on the bus in time. And the bus driver made a kind of hand gesture at me to say, well, that was pretty close.
And how do the buses here compare to other countries? What's your experience of being on them?
I think they compare pretty well. But my experience, really, in England, living in Manchester, you have to stand around for half an hour or an hour waiting for a bus to come in some areas. I mean, in London it's fine, because London's a different kind of place with more people and more people that use public transport. But living in Manchester, it was always a nightmare. And we used to take the 192 home from Manchester city centre that went through the roughest parts to get to Stockport, and we got beaten up on one of the buses home. So compared to that, it was a lot more pleasant in Buenos Aires than Manchester. And Buenos Aires is, in general, more pleasant than Manchester, as many places are, in fact.
And just to finish, can you just tell us a little bit more about the book, the way it's structured?
Yeah, the book, it's called Collectivization. It's coming out with Random House in Spanish, first of all, and then hopefully in English after that. Every chapter is a bus. So the first chapter is 80, because that was the first bus I took. Every chapter is a journey on a bus, so the things that happen to you on each journey, and that your own thought processes as you're looking out of the window and thinking about stuff, and you see something that reminds you of something from my life in Buenos Aires, and all these different kind of things that mix together, and somehow you form a coherent chapter out of that. And that was part of the challenge of this, was not just to take all the buses, but also to find something interesting and engaging to write about.
And that was Ed Stocker talking to Daniel Tallard in Buenos Aires.